Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Readynet Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
It was supposed to be a summer trip for one young man from Chicago to visit his extended family. But just a few days into that vacation, an event would unfold that proved a watershed moment in the struggle for civil rights. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
It was the summer of 1955, and one African-American boy was on his summer vacation from school.
Emmett Till was a 14-year-old young man that came south during those times of the year. Chicago people sent their children to the south. This is vacation time.
Specifically, Emmett's family in Chicago sent him to spend time with his cousins and his Uncle Mose, who lived near the town of Money, Mississippi. Jesse James Deming was just 3 years old at the time and also lived in Chicago. She shares the story of Emmett from Sumner, Mississippi. 3 days after Emmett arrived in the state, he and his cousin went to Bryant's Grocery. 21-year-old Carolyn Bryant owned the store with her husband Roy. Accounts of what happened differ, but at some point, it's believed Emmett whistled at Ms. Bryant.
Everybody says he was that jovial prankster, and when she came out behind him, he did whistle.
Carolyn's husband, Roy, and his half-brother, John Milam, learned of the incident and set about to find Emmett in the early morning hours of August 28th.
So they went to Uncle Moses' house and removed him, and no one ever saw him after that.
No one saw Emmett for 3 days after he was forcibly taken from his uncle's home. His body was discovered in the Tallahatchie River with a gin fan tied to it. The body was sent back to his mother, Mamie, in Chicago.
And when he returned in a pine box with a state seal on it, saying it's illegal to open it.
But she would have the casket opened, and that mother's courage was seen then and still recognized today. Our story continues as we travel the countryside in Sumner, Mississippi. I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
I'm John Clark for FeedWorks USA. Does your ration contain Agilent, Calman, and ETX5? If not, ask your nutritionist why not. They provide performance through science. Research has shown the nutritional and economic returns. Please help your livestock perform better today and get Agilent, Calman, and ETX5 in your ration. You can always give us a call, 1-866-737-6273, or find us on the web at feedworksusa.com. Again, 1-866-737-6273. Thank you.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Mexico confirming a fresh case of New World screwworm in the state of Nuevo León, less than 70 miles from the U.S. border. Discovery marks the northernmost detection of the pest during the outbreak, posing the greatest threat yet to American cattle and livestock. The state sits on the highway corridor linking Monterrey to Laredo, Texas. It's one of the busiest trade routes in the world. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said Trump administration executing a five-pronged national plan to prevent the parasite from entering the country. Since July, USDA and Mexican partners have monitored nearly 8,000 traps across Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico, analyzing more than 13,000 samples with no flies detected. Now, efforts include dispersing sterile screwworm flies, investing in new sterilization technology, expanding surveillance, and increasing public awareness. USDA also closing ports to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico, while continuing to audit and support Mexico's trapping and control efforts. Officials say more announcements expected this week as USDA moves to protect livestock, wildlife, and the nation's food supply. Well, USDA's monthly cattle on feed report showing 11.1 million head in U.S. feedlots with the capacity of 1,000 head or more as of September 1st. Now, $1.57 million head, 14% lower year over year, and marking the lowest August marketing levels since the data series began in 1996. Global farm trade bracing for fallout as higher U.S. tariffs trigger new disputes at the World Trade Organization. Brazil formally requesting consultations with the U.S. last month following earlier actions by Canada and China. Move comes as Washington reimposed an additional 10% duty on imports from all trading partners, with higher rates on about 70 products, including key ag goods. Soybeans, rice, fruits, and vegetables among the most exposed sectors. China has yet to make significant U.S. soybean purchases, while Canada's consumers shifting away from U.S. rice. Fruit exporters from South Africa and Chile warn that higher U.S. barriers could leave millions of cartons of citrus, cherries, and blueberries unsold. USDA September dairy market report showing U.S. milk production climbing 3% year over year this summer, with milk solids up nearly 4%. Strong cow numbers and per cow yields boosting supplies, while butter output rose 8%, cheddar production up more than 8%. But despite the growth, prices slipped as July's all-milk average fell to $20.80 per hundredweight, down $2 from a year earlier. Feed costs also easing, but the dairy margin coverage margin narrowed to 10.94. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radio Net Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America report when we return.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Velmetal, and Bazooka Farmstar. call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Or Tell Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
In honor of Farm Safety Week, Batavia Starter reminds drivers to watch for slow-moving tractors and farm equipment. Those farmers are working hard to provide delicious food for our families. Since 1989, Batavia Starter has been rebuilding and repairing your classic and antique starters and generators, as well as your ag and heavy equipment, cars and trucks, ATVs, and lawn and garden equipment. And offer specialty powder coating, too. Batavia Starter, 344-3285. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Last week, the U.S. Senate confirmed three new undersecretaries at the Department of Agriculture. The confirmations come amidst growing complaints from farm groups about short-staffed county offices and slow responses from Washington. Lawmakers hope these approvals will spur quicker action at the agency.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Yes, Congress confirmed three new leaders to the USDA last week, and the confirmations have been celebrated by farm groups across the country. The first confirmed was Richard Fordyce as the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Fordyce is a fourth-generation farmer from Bethany, Missouri, who has raised corn, soybeans, and cattle while serving in leadership roles at both state and the federal level. In his new role, Fordyce will oversee the Farm Service Agency and the Risk Management Agency, in addition to the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Those agencies are the front lines for crop insurance, disaster relief, and conservation programs, and his farm background is expected to play well with producers who depend on timely decisions from those offices. Also approved was Dudley Hoskins to serve as Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Hoskins has years of experience in agricultural policy and regulatory affairs, and from this office, he will supervise the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and other agencies that look after U.S. crops and livestock to protect against pests and diseases. They also set the grading standards for crops and keep markets open for American farm goods. With exports representing a quarter of U.S. farm income, the work in this mission area is critical going forward. The Senate also confirmed Dr. Scott Hutchins as the Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. Hutchins has spent his career in the world of ag research and education, and he now oversees the Ag Research Service, the Economic Research Service, the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, and the National Agricultural Statistics Service. These agencies work to provide the science, extension data, and details that farmers and ranchers can use in their day-to-day operations to help make investment decisions. Even with these confirmations, the department is not yet at full strength. The post of Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment remains unfilled, and for Rural Development, which directs key housing and infrastructure programs in small towns, the nominee is Glenn Smith, though he has not yet been confirmed by the Senate.
Farmers, we know you need a consistent year-round supply of quality bedding materials for your animals. At LVM Materials, we produce quality dry sawdust locally, then deliver it directly to your farm. Sound good? Let's talk. Phone 322-8878 or visit us online at lvmmaterials.com.
With three more of its mission leaders now confirmed, farm and ranch groups are hoping the U.S. Department of Agriculture will be able to respond more quickly to the challenges of the farm economy in 2025. We'll continue to watch for those three additional confirmations at the agency in the weeks ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
Gear up for the season with great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service, including Precision Technologies, select Riemann parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine New Holland lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that set you up for success this season. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhull today to save on genuine New Holland parts and service.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Taken as a whole, the U.S. ag sector doesn't look to be in tough shape, but a lot of that has to do with high cattle prices and one-time payments that are boosting 2025's farm income. Despite a strong year for most livestock producers, it looks like there's signs of strain, especially in crop markets, and that raises concerns for the 2026 outlook. The University of Missouri's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, Food and Ag Policy Research Institute, says net farm income in the U.S. projected to reach $177 billion this year. That's a sharp increase from last year's $128 billion. Record cattle prices and large one-time government payments boosted this year's income, but declines in crop prices and projected reductions in future government support are raising concerns about next year's outlook. According to Pat Westhoff, the director of FAPRI, despite strong income this year, much of that gain is temporary. Went on to say that as emergency payments dry up and crop prices remain weak, project a $31 billion decline in farm income next year. The report incorporated data available from USDA, crop production estimates, and economic forecasts from the S&P Global. It also accounted for modifications in key farm programs and tax credits related to biofuel production that were included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that was signed back in July. Some of the key findings: corn prices are falling significantly due to record production. 25-26 marketing year average price projected to be just $4 a nickel per bushel. Soybean prices did increase slightly to $10.16 as reduced acreage and strong biofuel demand are tightening supplies. Nevertheless, $10.16 isn't a great price. Some other crop prices are remaining weak, with large global supplies pressuring wheat, rice, sorghum, and barley, with cotton a notable exception, with a smaller crop supporting prices around 66 cents a pound here in the U.S. Cattle prices have hit new records, and there's no sign of them turning around sharply. Tight supplies and strong domestic demand pushed prices even higher, and it's expected they could go higher yet in 2026 before increased production can bring moderation. Dairy production increases, both cow numbers and yields have rebounded, but added supply weighing on prices, especially for cheese and butter, with just exports expected to help offset the pressure, and food price inflation rebounding to almost 3% is driven largely by beef prices, which are projected to rise by more than 10% next year, with food at home inflation expected to moderate overall in 2026.
Quality feed margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Harvest pressure has been building, lowering prices for commodities in the ag sector as fields start to open up more readily. Harvest pressure weighed on the market trade. Combines are rolling and grain is beginning to move into bins across the country. At the same time, concerns continue to mount over stalled trade talks, raising questions about what's next for corn and soybean demand once supplies build and the bins are full. In livestock, cattle futures sold off over the last week and a half found support at the end of the week, traders stepping back in and helping stabilize the market somewhat. Analysts say volatility could remain a theme as harvest progresses and global demand signals stay uncertain. Beef prices have stayed fairly steady at these elevated prices, although they did back off last week just a little bit. There's some concern that with the very small cattle herd, the record lowest, there's question whether we've hit the bottom or if there's time to grow just yet.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and P&D Equipment Sales want to remind farmers to conduct regular equipment inspections. Prevent farm-related injuries by finding problems and hazards and correcting them before someone gets hurt. Dairy farmers rely on P&D Equipment Sales for Superstall mattresses, Mirafont and Ritchie waterers, Schaefer fans, heavy-duty curtain wall systems, silage inoculant, and bunk covers. They also have freestall loops, headlocks, gates, Skeller-Up footwear, and more. P&D Equipment Sales, Brookville Road in Alexander, 343-2394.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA. It's fall, and if your dairy herd is one of the thousands using Calamine, C-A-L-M-I-N, in your ration, you have our sincere thanks for your trust in your business. If your nutritionist has not included Calamine in your dairy ration, encourage him or her to see if it's a great fit for you. It's natural from the sea and even has an organic certification. Calamine, C-A-L-M-I-N, is a great choice. Ask us how it can work for you. Please find us on the web at feedworksusa.com and give us a call at 1-866-737-6233.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers in our region are being advised to be on the lookout for tick bite this season. Evidently, there's been an increase in the number of reports of people becoming allergic to red meats after being bit by a tick. Lee Townsend is an extension entomologist and explains how this happens.
When ticks feed, they inject saliva that keeps blood from clotting, that promotes blood flow into areas where they're feeding, and some people develop an allergic reaction to this particular material, which is also in red meat.
Townsend says the public needs to be aware of this issue, particularly at this time of the year.
And so red meat allergy is something that has kind of caught the attention of the nation. It's different from a disease, but another aspect of what can happen if ticks are allowed to feed on us for very long.
Symptoms of tick bite can be found at the website cdc.gov.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Virginia Secretary of Natural and Historic Resources, Stephanie Talon.
The information you provide will help tell a story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality.
Ensuring voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary. Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Brad Paisley. As a country music singer, I know the effect that alcohol can have on somebody's life. So many songs deal with it. So many times in life, it's a part of your life. But drunk driving is the most frequently committed violent crime in the United States, killing one person every 30 minutes. That's every 30 minutes. Think about it. And whatever you do, don't drive under the influence of alcohol. Call 1-800-GET-MAD That's 1-800-GET-MADD or visit mad.org.
Our pearl of wisdom today is a clever one. I'm not sure if I've ever heard this one before, and it tells us knowledge is power. But it's enthusiasm that throws the switch. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for September 22nd. We had 92 cows, 101 calves, 8 Holstein feeders, 3 Holstein fats, 2 beef fats, and 3 beef feeders. There were no bob calves today. Grow calves over 96 pounds were 960 to 1180. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $1.50 to 1280. Beef cross heifer calves were 1220 to 1790. Beef cross bull calves were 1285 to 1780. Top calf today being $1,628.40. The good cows today were $1.32 to $1.57. Lean cows were 10 cents to $1.42. The Holstein feeders were $1.20 to $1.77. The Holstein fats were $1.50 to $1.77. The beef fats were $2.21 to $2.28. The beef feeders were $3.25 to $3.80. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
2025 marks the 40th anniversary of what many consider the Agriculture Department's flagship conservation program. The person perhaps most connected to the creation of the Conservation Reserve Program in 1985, former Agriculture Secretary John Block. He shared some of his thoughts on CRP a decade ago during the program's 30th anniversary. The Reagan administration cabinet member recalls,
"In order to have farm program support, you'd have to take out 10 or 15% of your ground, and some of it was really good ground. So my idea, well, if we're going to set something aside, let's do something that can protect the soil and get some of this fragile land out of production."
So after some debate, Secretary Block managed to include CRP as part of the 1985 Farm Bill. Considering how the program has grown in scope and wide-ranging support over four decades, one might think CRP is perhaps John Block's legacy as Secretary of Agriculture. He says, though, it's just one example of what he tried to do while in office.
I consider my legacy as working hard to reform farm programs, and that was part of the reform, but we also got rid of setting this land aside, the good land.
And some of that approach comes from Block's experience as a farmer, several decades of experience, where he operated his Illinois farm and enrolled his farmland into CRP.
We've had CRP land on our farms, and a lot of our farms are not erosive, but we have got some fields that might be pretty flat for the most part, but then there's a river or a stream down at the bottom and it's rough down in there. Instead of trying to farm that, which you get a lot of erosion, we put it in CRP.
The fact that CRP has grown into more than just a soil conservation tool over its 40 years is, well, in John Block's words,
"It's blossomed into more than I ever really anticipated."
In part because of its growing popularity with outdoor recreationalists, from outdoor sports participants to those hiking along stream banks protected by CRP land. There is the variety of cover crops planted on CRP land, some with potential as energy feedstock, much of it part of wildlife habitat.
There's insistence that you've got to have the right kind of crops or foliage growing there and grass and legumes so that all of the butterflies and bugs and everything will have a habitat. It just turned into more than I ever imagined.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The CJ Country Morning Show will follow our farm show. Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now is up next.
Hartz Insurance reminds you about the large number of farm equipment on the roads for harvest time. Drivers should watch for tractors and other machinery. Keep a safe distance, share the road, and be courteous to our hardworking farmers. The folks at Hartz Insurance are specialists in farm insurance. They work with all size farms, from the smallest to the largest in the region. Visit Hartz Insurance at 3 South Main Street in Perry or call 237-2126. Hartz Insurance, the standard of excellence since 1877.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, Caledonia Diesel.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
And on this week's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to keep the kids safe on the farm with Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute.
Raising children on the farm has a lot of benefit, but we're also going to talk about youth that are not raised on the farm but are working on farms or visiting farms. When the weather's right, we make hay, right? And a lot of times, a farmer can't do it on his own, and so he needs some help. And a lot of times, we see him hiring the local youth in the area. So we see high schoolers out of school for the summer and working on their neighbor's farm. And there are so many benefits to that. You know, they are out in the sun. They're getting that vitamin D. They're getting some exercise. They're learning about the circle of life and where food comes from. But there's also just a lot of risk to raising children on the farm or hiring youth to work on the farm. Every day, about 33 children are injured in an agricultural-related incident. That's across the U.S., and that number is just too high because we think about those injuries, and they can be life-altering injuries. And so we want to change that and prevent that because we don't want youth going through the rest of their life with some type of injury or disability because of something that happened on the farm. As parents, we can have youth working on our farm nonstop all the time. There are no regulations, which seems very crazy. But if you are actually hiring a child to work or a youth to work on your farm, there are age limits, there are hour limits, there are fair payment laws. And so to protect yourself and your farm, it's good for you to know some of those laws and some of those regulations for your state. So we have a couple campaigns and a couple of resources. The Child's Agricultural Safety Network. It's for anyone who's interested in kind of talking about keeping children safe. And anyone can join this network. Just go to the website, cultivatesafety.org/CASN, and you can join the network. With this network, we even have online networking system where you can ask questions, share your thoughts, share ideas, maybe share concerns. And then the last campaign we have there is the I Am Raising campaign. I am raising cattle. I am raising corn. I am raising potatoes. I am raising cranberries. I am raising kids. And we understand that, yes, you are raising kids on the farm, and that's okay, and that's great. They are, again, getting that sunshine, getting that vitamin D, getting exercise, getting outside, knowing where their food comes from. But remember to always be a parent first and a farmer second. And if you're wondering, what are some of the incidents that are happening in my area? What are some of the injuries and fatalities that are happening? Ag Injury News is a collection of news reports of injuries and fatalities that are happening all over the United States. So you can actually go on there. You can create your own account. It's free to join, but you do have to create an account. So you can actually filter out your area or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. So I could do Wisconsin if I just wanted to know injuries and fatalities in Wisconsin, or I could filter out and say, I want to know how many ATV injuries have happened in the United States. And so you can filter and you can kind of see, and that'll kind of show you the trends in your area of what injuries are happening, what fatalities are happening, and then you can start to kind of figure out, well, how can I prevent that from happening on my farm? So again, join us. Share with us. What do you know? What are you doing to keep your children safe? What questions do you have? Are you looking for someone to collaborate with on a project or anything? You know, join us on that online network because really a lot of great information is shared there. And I just want to say, I hope at the end of the day that really I've brought safety back to the forefront in our minds. And I hope that if even one small tidbit of information stays with parents or with adults, it's just to remember to think about safety each and every day, each and every minute, because at the end of the day, there's nothing better than knowing that our youth and our kids are tucked safe into bed and having those sweet dreams after a long day on the farm.
Those are comments from Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and we want to remind those operating farm equipment on rural roadways to look out for oncoming vehicles while making wide turns. Also, be sure to keep equipment at least 20 feet from overhead power lines and pole-supporting wires. This farm safety tip is brought to you by Lamb Farms of Oakfield, striving to economically produce high-quality milk. They offer good working conditions for their 100 full and part-time employees and offer comfort to their cows. Lamb Farms, Albion Road in Oakfield, 948-5777, or visit lambfarmsinc.net.
In honor of Farm Safety and Health Week, Perry Vet Clinic reminds farmers to store farm chemicals where kids and animals can't get to them. Also, make a list of your chemicals for firefighters in case of a fire. Perry Vet Clinic has worked with dairy producers in CJ Country for over 100 years. They're honored that clients choose one of Perry Vet's 4 locations in Perry, Livonia, Yorkshire, and Batavia to care for their animals. Call Perry Vet at 237-5550 to find out how they can care for your animal, big or small.
Avoiding ATV and UTV hazards on the farm. Today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Four, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. All-terrain vehicles and their cousins, utility vehicles, are common workhorses on modern farms. But like most other farm machines, there's some risk in operating them. Kurt Porterfield is Assistant Director for Facilities and Safety at the Ag College at Virginia Tech, who says there are 500 fatalities and more than 100,000 injuries every year associated with ATVs and UTVs.
I don't expect everyone to just go out and not use their ATVs and the UTVs, because they are a very valuable tool. But we want people to start thinking about what they're doing, doing little things to add up to big things, especially when it comes to safety.
Porterfield says injury expenses can pile up.
The average hospital stay from the injury was about 7 days or a little longer. The amount of expenses for that stay was over $125,000. And then about a third of those patients were children.
Porterfield says his most important advice on ATV use is...
Training is everything. Extension agents play a crucial role in being able to offer some of their programs that are out there. If you can't find any of those, then I definitely want to recommend talking with the dealer.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming reminds you that it's National Farm Safety Week. Drivers, it's harvest time, so keep an eye out for slow-moving farm vehicles on the road. Did you know that a well-run footpath can be cost-effective as well as reduce lameness? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming has been in business for over 40 years. They look forward to serving you. For the health of your herd, contact Zane Hendrickson at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine, and Marquardt stocks a huge inventory of new tires with most major brands of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174. Let Marquardt help you get up and running. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m. Then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm between 3 and 4. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4. Mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 58. Wednesday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy, high near 74. Currently in Warsaw at 64 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. We start getting to these levels of prices, the air gets thin. More after this.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, Director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Dr. Darrell Peel is an Oklahoma State livestock marketing economist. Says when we start looking at where markets are right now, and as the industry, this is uncharted territory.
We've never seen anything like any of what we're seeing now. Obviously, price levels for cattle, for beef across the board are at levels that nobody really would have anticipated even just a few months ago, probably, let alone, historically anything like this. So we've continued to move into completely unprecedented territory with these markets. Probably one of the biggest questions I've been getting for quite a few months, but especially here lately, producers understandably are concerned about, when does this market top out? What does the backside of this thing look like? And that's natural, particularly when you remember what happened in about 10 years ago, the last time we had record high prices. They lasted a couple of years, and then we went back down pretty sharply. This time, it looks different. The conditions that will put a top in this market really come after we start saving heifers and starting to rebuild the herd. Again, if you look at the last cattle cycle previous to this one, it was about a year to a year and a half after heifer retention started when we put the high prices in. We don't have any evidence yet, really, that we've even started heifer retention. So that tells me that the high prices are not in 2025. They may not even be in 2026. And so we're still going to grind higher. Probably we won't move as higher as fast as we have. We may slow down that pace of increase, but I think we're going to grind higher here, certainly through 2026.
Dr. Daryl Peel, American Cattle News.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty, a guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Monday, September the 22nd. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the green, 6693. The Dow up 463.81 and NASDAQ higher as well, 227.88. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November in the red, 62.34, December 61.96, and January slightly higher, 61.71. Gasoline higher, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. As we go over to the grains futures prices, corn December contract 2.25 lower here at the end of the day at 421.75, March 438.75, and May down 448.5. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower. Wheat December 11.75 down, 510.75, March 529.5, and May 541.75. Hard red winter wheat December 5 even down at 502.25, March in the red as well, 523.75. Hard red spring wheat December 10.25 in the red at 527 even, March 543 even. Spring wheat Minneapolis December 564 and March in the red as well 584. Over to the cotton, starting with October contract 62 cents lower at 64.32, December 66.22, and March in the red as well 68.18. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle October 357 higher 237.15, December 240.22, and February higher as well 242.35. Feeder cattle October 725 higher 361.35, November 359.90, and January 353.17. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.